The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So lately I've been thinking some about the topic of responsibility and being responsible for your own practice and what that might mean. And because mindfulness practice is to some degree an internal practice, is something that you do with your awareness. And I suppose other people can see whether you're aware or not to some degree, but awareness is something kind of internal in a sense, or in your mind or your heart. And so it belongs a little bit to your private world. It connects you with the public world and intimate world to others, but it's still something that you engage in. And in the past, sometimes I've used the analogy that, you know, that if you need to pee, you don't ask someone else to do it for you. You know, it's something you have to do for yourself. So to wake up, to be mindful, to be aware, is not something you ask someone else to do. And, you know, this is something that you have to do. And it doesn't make sense to ask someone else to do it for you, generally. And so, because it's such a personal thing, the idea is we take responsibility for it. But the word responsibility is a heavy word. Some people are oppressed by the word, or when they hear it, they feel like now they have to really get serious or grim or work hard. And some people prefer, you know, the idea of allowing and just letting be and just being natural and not kind of contract around this idea of responsibility. But I think that without contracting, I think the idea of responsibilities points to the idea that it's really up to you. And so that requires a certain kind of maturity or engagement or decisiveness that each person who does it take responsibility. And the responsibility at the heart of mindfulness practice is the responsibility of taking responsibility to stay aware, to stay present for our experience. And because being aware is not something we can do, we can't take responsibility in a contracted way or a forceful way. It's more is in fact more of a responsibility to allow ourselves to be aware. Then as a support for allowing, we do other things. We can apply attention, we can focus our attention in certain ways, we can actively recognize what we're aware of. So there's other things we can do that support and augment the awareness practice, but at the heart of what we're doing is awareness. And so we take responsibility for being aware. No one else is going to do it for us. And sometimes we have to do that every few seconds if what we want to do is be aware. We can't not do it. But it is mostly a function of allowing ourselves to be aware, because that's what the mind, our system, wants to do, what it does. In fact, it's aware whether we know it or not. And what we're kind of doing is learning how to ride along with the capacity to be aware. So we know that we're aware. We're with being aware. We're, you know, tracking being aware, or we're there to be supported by being aware. Because awareness is always here. Some people would even argue it's here when we're sleeping. I don't know about that. But certainly when we're awake, the awareness is always operating to some degree, but not awake enough, not clear enough that we know it, that we're riding along, we're cruising along, we're in the passenger seat of awareness. So to take responsibility of being connected to your capacity to be aware, to be aligned with it, to be in tune with it, to be accompany it, your awareness. And no one else is going to do it for you. So you have to take responsibility. So you might see if this, what I'm saying here this morning, can be useful for you here as you go around sitting and walking here for the IMC, that you can, what does it mean? Can you, in some kind of nice, supportive, mature way, engaged way, take responsibility to be aware in such a way that the awareness is natural, supportive, present, so that the awareness doesn't have the upper hand, like you contract up, but rather the awareness is what kind of nourishes or supports this for us to be attuned with, to ride along with our capacity to be aware. So I hope you enjoy the day, and enjoy your responsibility.